Well, we are also following the markets today, down again following the UK's vote to leave the European Union. And joining us now is Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus of Harvard University. Welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, what are your concerns at this point as you watch the global market reaction to what happened in the UK?
Look, I think we're in a difficult situation that is in one important respect unprecedented, and that is that interest rates are so low in the industrial world that if there is an adverse shock, and certainly there's some evidence of an adverse shock so far, central banks will not be able to respond in the usual way with policy that accommodates. To prevent recessions and to contain recessions, the U.S. Fed normally reduces interest rates by 400 basis points. We don't have anything like that kind of room right now. And even if you make allowance for quantitative easing, negative rates, forward guidance, various tools, there's nothing like the equivalent of 400 basis points of room. So I think this adverse shock comes at a time when the global economy is brittle. I think also, beyond its significance for the economy of the United Kingdom, which I think is likely to be fairly large, they'll more likely than not, I would say, have at least a mild recession. There's a major psychological impact from the fact that people are going to become very uncertain about where Europe is going. They're going to become more uncertain about what's been a 70-year project since the Second World War of increasing global integration. And in that context, I think we have got to be concerned that that's going to discourage business investment, that that's going to discourage hiring, that in a world that's so uncertain, you know, there's a U.S. election in this fall, there's a German and French election next fall, nobody knows quite what's going to happen in terms of the politics of Britain. I think the tendency is going to be to freeze up and slow down on investment and hiring plans, and that then has the prospect of becoming a bit of a self-fulfilling negative prophecy.
And by the way, when you use the term 400 basis points, what you're talking about is
4%. Four percentage points and, on interest rates, yes, Jeremy.
And one thing that we do know is that the value of the pound is dropping in comparison to all the currencies, but the dollar seems to be getting stronger in the face of this. Is that good or bad for the United States?
The dollar usually gets strong when bad things happen in the world, because for all our problems, we are still a safe haven. And so when people are nervous, that's where people bring their money back to the United States. And that's why the dollar has risen, and that's why long-term interest rates have fallen very substantially in the United States, because people are buying bonds. It's a mixed blessing. On the one hand, it means that we'll be able to buy imported goods at a lower price, and it's better to be living in a country that capital's trying to get into than a country that capital's trying to get out of. On the other hand, it is going to make it harder for U.S. exporters to compete. It's going to make it easier for foreign countries to sell their products here. And it's going to tend to shift demand from the United States to the rest of the world. So I would say it's a rather mixed development. I would say of more concern is what's happened to the stock market. Of more concern is a sense that we are dependent on the global economy, and this is going to bring strains quite generally to the global economy.
And if you take those strains and add them to what you said earlier about the possibility that the UK could face recession, what do you think are the chances that we will have a recession here in the United States because of what just happened?
Well, I think that when you have a recovery that's been going for a substantial interval and is pretty slow, running at about 2%, before anything, I think the chances were 20 or 25% each year that the economy would go into recession. Now, with this adverse development, I think it's probably 25 or 30%.
So just a little bit more.
That will go into recession in the next year, and that's why I'm quite concerned.
That's Larry Summers, President Emeritus of Harvard University and the former Treasury Secretary. Thank you so much once again for joining us.